This is Philippius, the executive producer of Fat Guy Radio Show. I may not say much on the show, and I'm certainly not as fat as Corey. But one thing people don't know about me, when I do my online shopping, I do it all through the Shop Amazon tab on FatGuyRadioShow.com. You should too. Not only does it help the show, but it keeps Corey calm during business meetings. You don't know what it's like to bear witness to an angry fat man. So be like me and shop Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab on our website or shop directly at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. And thank you for keeping Corey calm.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
And that was Corey Fortune.
That was not me. Oh, God, I'm fat.
Yeah.
Nobody cares how fat you are.
This is Philippius for Amazon.
Yeah, you are fat.
Oh, Aunt Nate.
You?
All right, boys. How are you doing?
This is Philippius. So-
Yeah, just because he got a new commercial, he wants to play it twice. New imaging.
This is Philippius.
Okay, we get it.
This is Philippius.
You did a good job on that.
I'm so proud of you.
I put like 7 hours of practice into that one.
Yeah, you did. It only took you 17 takes.
Is that all? I thought it was more.
Yeah, 17 takes. Oh. I wouldn't talk, Anthony. It took you 12 takes on yours.
Well, I got done faster.
Yeah, because you were...
Well, you have me tortillas.
That's true. Hey, boys, guess what's coming up at the end of this month?
I think it's a holiday.
It's not a holiday. No, it's not a holiday. Maybe for the devil worshippers, it might be considered a holiday.
Yeah, it's a holiday.
Yeah, it's a holiday for you, but it's the it's Halloween.
Yeah.
I'm super excited.
This is where everybody goes to the dentist.
Everybody goes to the dentist?
Yeah, after Halloween.
Oh, yeah, because all of the candy eating.
Oh, and then these kids, they brush their teeth, and they still sleep with candy in their mouth, so their teeth are rotting out for weeks.
I used to do that when I was a fat baby. Speaking of candy, Liv, I'm glad you brought up candy. Snickers.
Yes.
I released this on...
If you're hungry, grab a Snickers.
I released it on After the Levels a few weeks ago. The story that Snickers, you know how they had that marketing campaign about, you know, if you're grouchy when you're hungry.
Yeah.
Or you're mean when you're hungry, or you're sleepy when you're hungry. Yeah. And what they did is that they decided to put those labels on the Snickers bars.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
So they put the Snickers name on the bottom and put the adjectives on the top.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, I got myself hold of three, and ooh, I got two gifts for you two rubes right here.
Two gifts.
It's empty wrappers.
I have here three Snickers bars with the new titles on them.
Nice. Yeah.
Anthony,
you get randomly picked, or are you gonna
last?
To...
No, I know. I'm gonna. I've already got them assigned to you.
He already knows who we
Anthony
are.
Anthony admitted last week on the show that every time I ask him to do something or tell him not to do something, he does the opposite of everything that I say.
Yep,
making him rebellious.
Oh,
here's a rebellious Snickers bar. Lip.
So would it be rebellious if I threw it at you?
Yeah, it would be rebellious and career ending. Lip.
Oh, unless you don't want a job no more, go ahead and throw the candy bar.
I will Philippius, miss out on the paychecks.
Philippius is known for having the least amount of energy when the microphones come on.
Yes.
When the what people don't understand.
No.
Is when the microphones are not on and the cameras are not capturing any images, Philippius is like that little ball that you got out of the gumball machine that if you threw it hard enough, it would pretty much cause the blackout of 1986 in New York City. It would just keep bouncing and going and bouncing and going. It's over here. It's over there. It's over here. It's over there. It's over there. It's over there. It's over there. He is a pinnacle of energy when these mics and these cameras go silent. After the levels, he is... the shining star.
Yeah, he's amazing when we're not on air.
Now, you won't see this. You won't see this on Saturday at the Vape Expo. You won't see that. You won't see that type of Philippius because that's where people can see.
Yeah.
So I think what he's doing is that he does this so that he knows that when I say something about it, everybody's going to think I'm a liar because they never see that side of him. But I've seen him dance. We have one video up on Instagram where we caught him dancing.
Oh, nice.
Dances. But he normally has the great high energy before the show goes live. So when the microphone goes live, he must be hungry because he needs to eat a Snickers. So I got him the Snickers with the word sleepy on it.
Oh, now that's making me tired.
See? There you go. There you go. So, and because me...
Well, so I'm not sleepy anymore. I'm going to eat this guy.
You go ahead. You tear that. You go ahead and tear into that bitch.
And it says, who are you when you're hungry? Well, I guess I'm sleepy.
You definitely are very sleepy when, not when you're hungry, just when the mics are on and the cameras are on.
Like right up to the second, he would be laughing hysterically and it goes on in silence.
Yeah. I'm in. Microphone time. Woohoo. So because.
It smells like Snickers in here.
So Philippius, I took it upon myself. To pick out my own candy bar, but I was
cheating.
But I was thinking like you when I selected my candy bar. You know the live show is just less than 48 hours away.
Is it?
Yes. Yeah. Less than 48 hours away, and Lip knows how I get behind the scenes.
You become a pansy little
I become a pansy little bitch. I become Worrywart, but I also become my new Snickers bar, which is grouchy.
Yes.
And today is National Grouch Day. Believe it or not, it's National Grouch Day. And so I got myself a Snickers bar that says grouchy. Anthony has one that says rebellious. Do you even like Snickers bar, Anthony? Because you are known for the person on the show that is the worst eater ever.
I'm the best eater if it tastes good.
You're picky.
You are. That's it. I wish they had one that said picky, Lip.
I am not picky.
No, you are picky as hell.
I've ate rice with pig's blood.
You were so picky. If there were four black people in this room, they'd probably pick you because you're picky.
What? No, I would take them all. I like
you
chocolate.
You are so picky. Give me that rebellious Snickers bar
it's
back.
It's mine.
Are you going to eat it and spit it out? Do you even like Snickers bars?
No, I'm rebelling. I am refusing to eat this.
Why are you refusing to eat the Snickers bar?
Because you want me to eat it.
Oh, I see what he's doing. Mm-hmm. I see what you're doing. You don't want to eat the Snickers bar that I gave you because the Snickers bar says rebellious.
Yes.
And that's exactly what you're doing.
Well, I mean, is it lying?
No, it's not. Okay.
Radio Show with Corey Blaze on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
What was that?
Oh my God! I knew this day would come, Rupert. We're under attack by monsters. Dear God! Oh, but wait! There's Superman. He'll save us. Superman! Superman! Wait, where are you going? Well, to hell with him. We'll have to deal with these marauders ourselves. Rupert, man your station. All right, you undead bastards. Time to send you back to hell.
Ah! Hey, Stewie, you all set to go trick-or-treating? Whoa, what the hell are you doing?
We're under attack, Brian! By zombies and vampires and a Mexican princess!
Stewie, those aren't monsters. They're kids. They're trick-or-treaters.
Trick-or-treaters?
Yeah, it's what kids do on Halloween. They dress up in costumes and they go around asking for candy. How do you not know about trick-or-treating?
Well, how do you not know that your reflection in the patio door isn't another dog?
Hey, that guy's a dick.
Live from Phoenix, Arizona, it's the Internet's funniest radio show and podcast, Fat Guy Radio Show, featuring Corey Blaze, with co-hosts Anthony Frausto, with executive producer Philippius. And now, here's your host, Corey Blaze.
Michaels!
It's close to midnight, something evil's lurking in the dark.
Heard in over 79 countries with over 360,000 downloads. It's Fat Guy Radio Show for October 15, 2015. Here in Studio G, map questing our way to the Phoenix Convention Center.
Yeah.
It's your funniest worldwide internet radio show on podcast on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, AHA Radio, and FatGuyRadioShow.com. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Interact with me and the guys during the show. Live tweet us at Fat Guy Radio Show. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. Search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word. Want to be heard on the show? Call our listener line at 623-349-1652. Standard long distance rates may apply. Lines are open 24/7 or email us at fatguyradioshow@gmail.com. It's happening this Saturday. Anthony, I know you're excited.
I haven't done an event in over a year. So I'm super excited.
Aha! We're talking about the Vapor Dynasty Expo, folks, who is sponsoring today's show. Vapor Dynasty Expo, if you don't have your tickets for the vape event of the year, you're going to miss out. This Saturday, just 2 days from now, the Vapor Dynasty Expo will ascend upon the Phoenix Convention Center, bringing all the latest in vape technology, e-liquid, swag, and more. The vape event of the year. If you vape, know someone who vapes, or if you're a smoker thinking about switching over to vape, get your ass to the Vapor Dynasty Expo. You'll be made a vapor just like me. And here's the shining jewel. We'll be there on Saturday, kicking it with the Halo in the Halo 6 booth. I'm putting my feet on all their couches. Halo 6 has this beautiful display. I'm putting my toes and toe jams on every last Halo Sig couch in the Phoenix Convention Center. So come snug-a-bug with me and the guys at the Halo Sig's booth on Saturday. We'll be taping around 11 o'clock. Tickets on our website or at VaporDynastyExpo.com. Don't wait. Damn it, don't wait. Every time we do an event like this, because we live on the land of the internet, a lot of people like to wait until the last minute to get their tickets. Don't wait till the last minute. Get your tickets now. Well, hell, it pretty much is a damn last minute.
Yeah, sure, baby. Yeah.
Come hang with us at the Vapor Dynasty Expo, VaporDynastyExpo.com. VaporDynastyExpo.com. Lady K, thank you very much for the intro there. You did such a beautiful job.
Yeah, she did.
Yes, and Lady K, I can be grouchy. I am a grouchy muncher, groucher.
I've seen you grouchy.
But, you know, I do get a little grouchy, and I'm going to tell you why I get a little grouchy, because I put so just right off the cliff with that bit. That finger's got too many Snickers.
I injured it.
You got too much chocolate from that Snickers bar.
I stuck to
you
it.
You literally
really good.
Just devoured that entire Snickers bar.
He did. I watched him eat it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a vapor. I mean, if that Snickers bar was at the Vapor Dynasty Expo, it would be the hottest vapor in the room. I promise you that. Do you want mine too? Because I'm too fat. I can't eat it.
Not right now.
Okay. Maybe after the show. But I do get a little grouchy, Anthony, and this is your first live show with me because this is where my over-perfection comes out.
I can see that already coming through a couple of days ahead.
Yeah, but you should be used to it with all of the celebrities. And
this is Philippians.
Okay, damn it, we get it. You did a commercial. Jesus, pizza.
Hit that on accident.
No, you didn't. You did that on purpose. You preempted me.
I was trying to get some bed music up.
What do we? We don't ever play bed music during
commercial,
the real show.
Commercial.
Commercial music. And your finger just happened to slip on your commercial.
That's the last.
Never
thing
slipped on any of my commercials, but it slipped on his commercial, Anthony.
Well, his fingers no fell commercial. Asleep on it.
His finger. your finger. You got Snickers fingers over there.
Yeah, everything over here is all full of chocolate.
Control your Snickers. Hey, I'm full of chocolate too.
No, you're not.
Control your Snickers fingers.
White milk.
Well, hello.
Oh, another commercial lip, really? That was me. But anyway, I digress. Mm-hmm. So I get a little grouchy because this is where my perfection comes out. But you should be familiar with it, Anthony, and comfortable with it, because I'm sure you've worked with a lot of celebrities. I'm not putting myself in that category, but we just want things to go perfectly right. And historically, Anthony, maybe we should have told you this.
Yeah.
Historically, we've had some technical issues when doing live shows.
I'm going to wait for that Oprah moment breakdown.
And it sends me into damn near convulsions, because I plan, and when something doesn't go right, it sends me almost over the edge. Mm-hmm. And this is huge. This is one of the biggest shows. I believe that the estimated crowd is even bigger than the barbecue festival that we did out at the Scottsdale Salt River Flats. Remember that, Lip?
Yes, I do.
We're there, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people. I think at the end of the whole festival, it was a total attendance of 10,000 or so people. And
that's a really good amount.
The guy who's no longer here shows up late. Didn't make the call time. We had our camera guy at the time fill in, And we're there in front of thousands of people, and he decides to not show up.
That's the worst day.
Then the production aspect of it, we were under our tent, and we forgot the stakes to put it in the ground and hold it to the ground, and Mother Nature decides to start blowing wind.
Oh, yeah.
So we had security, the former known as the security, standing there in the corner holding down our tent. So I get nervous when these live shows come up because here in the studio, it's all controlled.
Mm-hmm.
So when we take this on the road, it ain't easy. And I get worried about it.
And it ain't fun either.
It is not fun. And then we have you working with the elements that you don't know.
Yeah, things can change.
Yeah.
Certain things at the event can change the atmosphere.
Let's think of it like when you're doing a live photo shoot.
Yes.
The weather may change if you're mm-hmm. outside, or you may get there and a light bulb that was working in the test is no longer working during the shoot. So I get worried about that, and then I start to overplan, plus all the problems we have with Adorama
mm-hmm.
that screwed us up and set us a whole week back.
Oh, we did.
You know, so I definitely get a little grouchy, and I get a little high strung until the mics go live and we're talking and we're having fun. Then it all comes down and I relax. But up until that moment, I'm definitely high strung because I want everything to go right.
See, I know that happens, but I've approached it this way that I'm going to look at it like a psychological aspect that you are going through something and I will be understanding.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's how I get through it.
I give everybody a hug at the end.
A distance of 5 feet will be sufficient enough.
Distance of 5 feet, probably. But see, and I don't want to sound snobby, because I'm really excited about Saturday. Yeah. I'm really excited about Saturday, but I'm equally nervous because we're dealing with a whole new rig
yeah.
that we've never dealt with before. I'm mm-hmm. sure you saw some of the pieces when you were coming into Studio G.
Yeah, I have.
The rig is here, and that there has an element of surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Lip's going to be running for the first time, you know? And then, you know, I love you, Lip, but sometimes when we get to live shows, he forgets to produce. He forgets producer. And then it makes me... Don't look at me like that, Lip.
He has no remorse in his eyes at all.
He has no remorse.
No care.
Because he knows when I flip out, Lip is like, oh, yeah, Corey's entertaining me now. Yeah, look at the fat guy freak out. It's the fat guy freak out in downtown
We
got to
record him and play it in slow motion when he does.
Now, Lip.
Just make sure you're wearing a fat guy radio shirt.
Now, Lip hit it out of the park. Lady K says, bravo, Anthony, on the best way of handling it. Yeah, stay 5 feet away. Lip kicked it out of the park at our last big one, which was the Bootleggers Modern American Smokehouse.
What did he do?
No, that wasn't our last
Wait, what did he do?
What was our last broadcast?
Our last one was the barbecue.
Not the barbecue festival.
Yeah.
Nah, we did Bootleggers. Oh no, you're right. Because we got invited out. Yeah, from one of the guys that was at the live event invited us out. And then we didn't get invited back out last year, and then we didn't get invited to the Taco Festival that's taking place right now. And we didn't get invited to the State Fair either.
We didn't?
No.
Oh, I want to go binge eating.
At the State Fair?
Yeah.
Mm, go right ahead.
Unless you want to get shot.
Yeah, you're gonna shoot you in the chest, y'all wet you. Yeah. So I do. I get a little high strung, Anthony.
I know.
So if anybody wants to see the fat guy meltdown if something goes wrong,
I'm going to see it.
Get to the Phoenix Convention Center around 10. Because that's where we have timelines.
Can't get in, so good luck.
That's true. We have timelines.
Yes.
We have a small window of opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
That time that we're recording the show between 11 and 12:15, there's a reason why Vapor Dynasty put that timeline on us, because there's other things that are happening too.
Yeah.
There's live speakers, there's live events, there's live music, there's giveaways, and they want to make sure that we garner the best quality for our show.
Oh yeah,
we also can't step on other events that are going mm-hmm. on. We have to give them the courtesy. You know what I mean?
Well, it's an event. We all have to get along. It all has to flow right. If not, then
yeah.
the customers will or the attendees will feel that
our loudspeaker window lip is from 11 to 12:15.
Okay.
And then we can keep going, and this is really pulling back the curtain. We can keep going, but our PA system has to be off.
Okay, so how
at 12:15. So that means no one can hear us. We won't be audible. We'll basically be doing what we're doing here in the studio where there's no speakers on. We hear each other through our headphones, but that's what we would end up having to do if we were at the Vapor Dynasty and we went past 12:15.
Okay. Yeah.
You see what I mean? So we have to be done. Lady K, you are so right. My God, you are absolutely so right. We need a promo agent to get us booked into places because I love doing live events.
Corey?
We just need to, okay, I know. We just need to do more. That way I can be worried less. And that's another thing. And I'll give Lip this. And I'll give everybody here at B2B Radio Network this break. We don't do enough live shows.
No.
Because if we did more live shows, everyone would get used to the what has to be done to prep the show, what has to be done to move the show and do a live event. You know, if we did more,
yeah,
it would become more routine. Wouldn't you agree, Lip?
Yes.
Yeah, it'd become a little more routine.
And you two, we've all done events in the past for, you know, the different reasons.
Right.
But this essentially is literally going to be the first time for us all. So we are going in this as a team for
as
the
a
first
new team.
Time.
As a new
so
team.
So we get to see how we all work, you know, who's
see, but that's
more
the whole
into
thing.
What parts. So.
We don't have that time.
No.
So we don't have.
We get there and just do.
No. This is why your boy, Corey Blaze here, sends out the whole tick list, sends out the whole assignment, sends out what everybody is going to be doing. That's what I do. And then I sit there and I stress over the fact that I make sure that everything is covered, you know, because I don't want anybody to get there. You know, I don't want five people running over to try to put the board together.
Yeah.
You know, that's Lip. You know, that's his board. You know, I don't need five people going over there, five people over there trying to put the board together and no banners are being up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or five people over putting banners up, Lip doing the board, but then nobody's decided to make sure that the headphones are connected. You know what I mean? Those little itty bitty little things that go on that are behind the scenes. It's that behind the scenes thing, but I'm excited about the event.
Yeah.
I couldn't be more thankful to Vapor Dynasty Expo. And of course, the number one P1 greatest sponsor in the world, Halo Sigs.
Yeah.
Who is Halo Sigs? Halo Sigs, who is responsible for all of this.
Yeah, without them, we wouldn't be able to attend.
We wouldn't. Brian and Robert, all those guys, and I'm looking forward to meeting all those guys in person. Hopefully, I'll be able to not be so exasperated afterwards and maybe take them out for a couple of drinks at the end of the vape date. the expo that day.
I don't know where I'm going now then.
Yeah, at the end of the expo that day, you know, go back to their hotel, maybe buy them a couple of rounds at the bar or something like that. They've been absolutely 100% phenomenal. So we're excited. And yes, Anthony, 5 feet is a good thing. Just be on time.
Oh, yes.
Just be on time when we leave. And thank you, Lady K, for your encouragement. She says we're going to be so, so okay on Saturday. Jake also off the Twitter says he's going to be there. He's excited for us. Never met Corey before. Yeah, buddy, I'll be there. Come shake my hand. I'm excited.
Yeah, and we get to meet people.
I'm a perfectionist.
Yeah, you are.
And, you know, we meet people and some we may not meet people. We've had events where we've been shaking hands and kissing babies for 2 hours. And then we've had events where, you know, we look out there and it's crickets.
I mean, I'll shake hands, but like getting too close. I have this germ phobia.
Nobody's going to shake your hand. Okay. Why would you say you have germ phobia when we're going out into thousands of... There's going to be...
We're going to put them in a bubble.
We're going to put...
I will be comfortable with that. I will be comfortable.
We're going to be... Number one, what's going to be really interesting is that you can vape in the Phoenix Convention Center.
Yeah.
And you know my thing. I don't vape any of the flavored e-liquids because they actually do have a smell of the flavor. With all those people in there vaping... And everybody is going to be having a different type of flavor. What the hell is that Civic Center going to smell like?
It's going to smell like a big fruity mix of gay pride.
It's going to smell like a bowl of Fruity Pebbles in that place.
Yeah.
It's going to be a bowl of Fruity Pebbles. That's the one thing I'm not looking forward to. I do make sure we get a picture of the haze that is going to be over.
Oh, yeah.
Because if they have what they call a vape explosion, I think is what it is. And they bring everybody up to the stage and everybody takes a hit off of their e-cig and then they count it down and then everybody exhales at the same time.
That sounds fun.
And this big, huge cloud of vape, you know, just comes out. I'm looking forward to that. But the smells are, I'm going to be a little sensitive to the smell and I'm going to talk about it.
Oh, I'm probably going to love them.
Smells like Fruity Pebbles in there. I'm going to be talking about
it. I love Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah, so it's going to be great. Vapor Dynasty Expo this Saturday. Get your tickets, VaporDynastyExpo.com. We have a few more minutes here. What are, anybody got plans for Halloween?
Yes, I finally got an invite.
Whoa! Yeah, so breaking news whenever it feels like breaking it. What are you doing for Halloween?
Come on, hurry up before you pass out.
I couldn't find the sound of that.
I am going to one of my cousin's party.
One of your cousin's parties?
Yes, because there's hundreds of us. Yeah. And I only got one invite.
All right, and are you gonna dress up? I know you're gonna dress up. You gotta do Halloween.
I haven't dressed up in a few years, but I'm thinking this year I want to be like a scary clown. Yeah, I want to paint up where it looks like it's almost hollow around my mouth.
Yeah,
yeah, I want to do something like something really demonic. I don't know. I don't want to go out looking.
God, I didn't. I didn't know that was at the end of that sound bed. Sorry, Anthony, I didn't mean to cut you off. I didn't know that was at the end.
I want
to
hear that again.
I do. All right, so you're gonna be a scary clown, Anthony?
I think so. Yeah.
All right.
If not, then I want to be an evil transvestite witch.
All right, there you go.
Yeah.
Evil...
yeah, tranny witch.
Lips like, sure. We're just trying to pad till he gets it into this bed.
That's all. Okay. Shut up.
We're really interested in what you're going to be.
No, you're not.
Here it comes. All right, here it comes. There it comes. Let's hear it.
Wow! All that for that?
Yeah,
nice.
I like the evil clown because clowns are evil to begin with.
I don't understand the process. You dress up in a clown outfit and you do weird things with balloons and tricks. Oh, it's kind of weird.
I don't know what kind of Halloween party yours are gonna be at, but yeah, I don't know many clowns that do freaky things.
I think. Wait. John Wayne Gacy, he was a clown, but he turned out to be a serial killer. So clowns are.
So you're gonna be
creepy.
A serial killer.
So you're gonna be a serial killer clown.
I want to be. No, I just want to be a really scary clown. I don't know. I'll figure it out that day. I'm just gonna buy the outfit, and then I'm gonna buy the makeup, and then I'll just happens.
Make sure you take a picture so we can post it up on our Facebook page.
Okay. If I don't send you a picture, that means I messed up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because it has to be perfect. What about you? What's going on with you? What, for Halloween, are you going to take all of your nieces and nephews and nieces of the nieces of the nephews and the nephews of the nieces? Are you going to take them all trick or treat?
No, they're all going to clean the backyard. And they're going to pick up dog poop.
Oh.
And that's going to be their treat.
What's going to be the trick?
The trick is I'm going to be out there with the BB gun shooting.
That's not right.
Either BB gun or a paintball. I haven't decided yet.
You're going to be out there. They're going to be, pick up that poop. Pick it up. Pick up that poop right now. Come on, pick it up. Pick up that poop. Get that poop over there. Get that little Italian. Go over there. Get that Maria. I see you over there. Get that poop with the corn in it. I see you. Get that poop over there right now. Get it. Uncle Lip said get it. Get it. I got to go to the bathroom.
Then he's going to be eating a Snickers that says hungry.
Yeah.
Oh,
you killed the kids.
Yeah, oh my God. You know what that gunshot means? I can't tell you the last time I actually celebrated Halloween.
Don't you have kids?
Yeah, but they are teenagers. They don't care.
Oh, that's true.
Little Aiden will go around. He used to go bag snatching.
I'm gonna do that this year.
Little Aiden would go bag snatching. Dominic's 18. He can care less.
Yeah.
I mean, him and his girlfriend might go to maybe a little party or something like that. But, you know, he's a grown ass man, dog. He don't care about Halloween anymore.
No.
Halloween
drinks he'll probably have.
Sydney, a little princess, she most likely will dress up and go somewhere with her friends. But as far as like getting together, everybody dressing up and going out as a family and trick or treating and stuff like that, that doesn't happen much anymore. Mm-mm. You know, my plans actually are
gotta go to the mall.
I'm going to hand out candy this year from my house. And I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to put the, depending on what the weather is like, I'm going to put the fire pit out in the front.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, roast some marshmallows, you know what I mean? Oh, probably hang out with my neighbors and give out candy from, as I hit the microphone, and give out candy from the driveway, you know, instead of having to open up the door. You know, so I need to get like some decorations and stuff so people know that I'm going to be doing it. But just hang out there and, you know, just kind of chill with the neighbors. And because my neighborhood really lights up for Halloween.
Oh, they do?
They really do, because I live in a $1 million estate area, but also they have, you know, middle
minus
of the
$1 million.
Million middle of the road America, which is my neighborhood, and then we got horse property.
Uh-huh.
And they'll bring the hay bales out and they'll ride around with the horses and stuff up and down.
Yeah, they do.
And our
that
neighborhood
stuff.
Gets so packed for Halloween. I don't know what it is. And I'm already seeing the Halloween decorations going up. So it looks like it's gonna be, I think it's gonna be bigger this year because Halloween is on a Saturday, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see. So it's gonna be a lot of fun, folks. On the other side of this break, I got a YouTube clip that I want to play for all of you. So stick around. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show on fatguyradioshow.com. We'll be right back after this.
Hi, this is Ryan Scott.
And these are all the crazy voices in his head.
We love sports!
And we can't get enough of them!
We love them so doggone much that we done created ourselves just to talk about sports all the time in our heads.
So come join in the crazy of me and Daniel Taylor on Full Court Press Radio every Tuesday on FullCourtPressRadio.com, part of the BDB Radio Network.
Just when you thought they had nothing more to say, here's more Fat Guy Radio Show right here on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
All right, folks, this portion of the show is brought to you by Amazon at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. Halloween is just a couple of weeks away. Don't wait till the last minute to get everything you need. Hell, you can even get the head start on your Christmas shopping. Yes, I said Christmas shopping. Here's what you got to do, because we do it. When you think Amazon, shop through the Shop Amazon tab on our website or go directly from any mobile device at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. So simple, even I can do it. When you shop Amazon, it helps the show. No secret about that. So as we head into the holiday season, remember Amazon and shop through the Amazon portal on our website or directly at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. I got to tell you, folks, please, FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please. All right, welcome back to the show. Whoa, whoa. Anthony Frosto sitting over there. Lip over there on the ones and twos. Before we get into this YouTube clip, just real quick, because anytime that there is a story that we cover on the show and we are proven wrong, I'm okay with coming back on the air to justify and clear our names.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
I hear a buzz in the headphones, Lip. Please tell us our backup is running properly.
It is.
Okay. I clear a name. Last week, we talked about the Bieber wiener.
BB Wee Wee, yeah.
BB Wee Wee. We showed the pictures of Justin Bieber, and I think all three of us collectively agreed that it was not Justin Bieber.
Yeah, I was very adamant about that.
Yeah, we were all very adamant about the fact that it wasn't Justin Bieber due to some of the tattoos, due to the fact that the pictures were so far away, blah, 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 blah. But breaking news, whenever it feels like breaking, we were wrong.
Oh, God. Wait, we were?
According to ET, Entertainment Tonight, Justin Bieber's camp, his people, are sending out multiple cease and desist letters to news outlets that are publishing the pics. We were wrong. It was indeed Justin Bieber's wee-wee.
Wow.
We were wrong.
Yeah, I can't believe that. And they really look like they were manipulated in a way.
It did look like it was manipulated. I thought I would. Hey, yeah. I was with you, Ant. I was with you. You know, but other reputable news sources, of course, we're not going to get a cease and desist letter. You know, we're just an internet radio show. But, you know, the big dogs. The big dogs are getting the, you know. So we, in fact, did see Justin Bieber's wee-wee.
Can I take him to court? I'm offended now.
You're offended?
Yeah, he showed me his wee-wee. I did not ask for that.
You're the last person in this room that would be offended by somebody flashing their junk.
True.
But it was in fact Justin Bieber. So I guess, you know, hats off to the boy. Way to go, Justin Bieber. I'm a believer, Bieber.
I've always believed.
I'm a believer. So yeah, I'm not going to apologize for the fact that we were wrong. We just give you the benefit of the doubt, Jess.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, buddy. But hats off to you, brother.
Yeah, I thought he would probably be no more than like 4 inches, personally.
I'm sure. Yeah, me too. here's the thing. I often talk about social media.
Yes, you do.
We are very, it's very well documented on the show. We miss you, listener Gail. That we built this show, Lip and I, we built this city on rock and roll. No, I'm kidding. We built this show on social media.
Yes.
If it wasn't for social media, there wouldn't be many people that know of the show.
No, we wouldn't be able to reach out.
We'll take our P1, for example, Lady K. Lady K found out about the show through social media. We were tweeting and we were loving on Gavin DeGraw. She found the show from a tweet and she fell in love with the show, fell in love with DT, and then threw me in on the side. no, I'm kidding.
She just needed a cushion to lay on.
She just needed a cushion to lay on after she was done loving on DT. Yeah. She was like, hey, fat boy, come over here. Lay me lay on your gut. So we grew this thing through social media. That's, we don't have a marketing campaign. Mm-hmm. We don't have millions of dollars for buses and billboards.
No, we don't.
No, we don't. So we grew it through social media. Have you ever heard of the name Prince EA?
No, I have not.
Okay. I think he's like a poet. Or one of those speakers type person. Well, there was this, Bill Maher featured him on his show this week. And he has this video that's called Correct Humanity.
Correct Humanity?
And when I saw, Correct Humanity. When I saw this, it's got over 13 million views on YouTube. Now, I don't know how long it's been. Oh. Actually, it's been up since September 29th.
Okay, that's a really high amount.
That's
regardless.
A very high amount. And he's a spoken word artist. I played this and I watched this video and we put it up on our Facebook page and it shook my core a little bit. Personally, not for the show.
Yeah.
Personally, I'll fall on the sword personally because I'm almost as guilty as of this as he speaks to social media. But I want to play it here. And I want you guys to just listen to it, and then we'll just talk about it a little bit. This is Can We Autocorrect Humanity by Prince EA.
Did you know the average person spends 4 years of his life looking down at a cell phone? Kinda ironic, ain't it? How these touch screens can make us lose touch. But it's no wonder in a world filled with iMacs, iPads, and iPhones, so many eyes, so many selfies, not enough us's and we's. See, technology has made us more selfish and separate than ever. Cause while it claims to connect us, connection has gotten no better. And let me express first, Mr. Zuckerberg, not to be rude, but you should reclassify Facebook to what it is, an anti-social network. Cause while we may have big friend lists, so many of us are friendless all alone. Cause friendships are more broken than the screens on our very phones. We sit at home on our computers measuring self-worth by numbers of followers and likes. Ignoring those who actually love us, it seems we'd rather write an angry post and talk to someone who might actually hug us. Am I bugging? You tell me, cause I asked a friend the other day, let's meet up face to face. They said, all right, what time you wanna Skype? I responded with OMG, SRS, and then a bunch of SMHs and realized, what about me? Do I not have the patience to have conversation without abbreviation? This is the generation of media overstimulation. Chats have been reduced to snaps. The news is 140 characters. Videos are 6 seconds at high speed. And you wonder why ADD is on the rise faster than 4G LTE. But get a load of this. Studies show the attention span of the average adult today is 1 second lower than that of a goldfish. So if you're one of the few people or aquatic animals that have yet to click off or close this video, congratulations. Let me finish by saying you do have a choice. Yes, But this one, my friends, we cannot autocorrect. We must do it ourselves. Take control or be controlled. Make a decision. Me? No longer do I want to spoil a precious moment by recording it with a phone. I'm just going to keep them. I don't want to take a picture of all my meals anymore. I'm just going to eat them. I don't want the new app, the new software, or the new update. And if I want to post an old photo, who says I have to wait until Thursday? I'm so tired of performing in the pageantry of vanity and conforming to this accepted form of digital insanity. Call me crazy, but I imagine a world where we smile when we have low batteries. Because that'll mean we'll be one bar closer to humanity.
Wow.
That was really, really nice.
You know what I'm saying?
It was beautiful.
You see how that shook my world?
Yeah.
He has so many points that he makes. And you know what? The one part that really got me is measuring the self-worth off of likes and follows and things like that. I have so sat down at my Facebook page at times in the past and looked at when I posted things, it gets nothing. I post up something, you know, exciting about life. Mm-hmm. No reactions whatsoever. And I'm not going to lie. It makes me feel like I may be friendless.
Well, I see with all these likes and all of this paying attention to what is being published on social media, that while we are posting, there are tons of other people posting, and it just kind of goes one over the other. So it's just very, very hard for everybody to see it, to like it. And even though you think that you're putting out things that is going to be seen, that's going to be noticed, a lot of times things do go unnoticed.
And, you know, and we have, and to speak to that is, yeah, there's so much in there and it's media overload is what he said. It's true. And then I find myself at times, even with social media, getting frustrated because I see things that someone that is friends with me on Facebook would post drama. They'll post something drama or something, a baited quote like, oh my God, this is such a hard day. I just can kill myself. That there is a baited post because they're looking for someone to say, oh my God, what happened? What's wrong? And guess what? People come out and do it.
Yeah.
Well, my God, what happened? What's wrong? But then you have other people that post up there. Hey, got a brand new job today. Me and the wife are finally going to be able to get out of debt a little bit. And you got two or three likes on it. Yeah. And then Mark Zuckerberg was talking about a few weeks ago about the new dislike button on Facebook, which hasn't completely come to fruition.
Yeah.
With the same thing. But we really have Prince EA. Number one, Anthony, please book him on the show.
Okay.
Prince EA has put it together so eloquently that we have friends, but we don't have a lot of friendships.
No, we don't. And I think what he's trying to come across is that friends and friendship is so different now, because back before the digital media, when you had a friend, you had a friend. You had a calling was a lot different. Meeting up.
Phones were actually used to hear someone else's voice.
Yes.
You know, and here's the thing. I'm not bashing technology.
Mm-mm.
And I go after Lip all the time on this show about him not being friend with me anymore.
Yeah.
And it does bother me to the sense that when I even put something up on Facebook, he doesn't even respond to that. But he doesn't respond to anything in person either, you know. So it's like, you know, I don't have a friend in him at all. I don't know where it's gone. We're just coworkers now. But that's why I try so hard to foster friendships, real friendships. Like on my Facebook page, the friends that are on my Facebook page, my friend Peter posted on my wall. He says, hey, I need some Corey time in my life. That made me feel real good.
Yeah.
But that wasn't just because he posted it on my page. He posted it to set up a time to actually come and hang out with me because he understands how my life is.
Yeah.
So I have used social media to bridge friendships. And I love, even though I have a limit on how many people I can hang out with at one time, I won't hang out with more than five people at one time. because that gives a max of six. That means everybody has someone else that they can talk to. I don't go to big, huge house parties. You got 30, you got five or more people, I'm not going to be there. 40, 60 people in a house party.
You lied.
I don't go to house parties like that. Your birthday party was an exception, and I went there. I made you know. I made it known that I was there, Lip, and then I beat cheeks out of there like my drawers were on fire, and you were holding a can of gasoline.
And you do leave some of your little drawers back there on fire.
Just a little bit, but I beat cheeks out of there. I make my presence known, and I get out of there. When it comes to the show, that's completely different. But personally, I don't like to hang around and crowd. I like a more intimate crowd. That's the way that I get down with it. But this rocked my world because we said it on the show. News has gotten down to 140 characters.
Yes, it has.
So many stories have broken from 140 characters. There is no more details. And we, even with 24-hour news cycles, we sit there and we watch that over and over and over, and they're damn near just making up stuff because they have to fill 24 hours of news off of something that they learned from 140 characters. There's no substance to it.
No, there's not much detail to anything. It's just kind of like a quick notification.
Yeah.
And even when you try to go into it and read into more, it's hard to find any more information about the subject.
It's difficult. And then even like he spoke to recording things on the phone. Mm-hmm. I don't attend a lot of concerts, but I watch concerts on Palladia on cable. And one thing that you see when they take crowd shots from behind the crowd towards the stage, you see everybody just standing there holding up their phones, recording, watching these little 6.5-inch screens for something that's live on the stage. And they're living it through 6.5 inches. They're not even engaged in what's happening. And if you go, like, if I was to go to the Janet Jackson concert, there ain't no way in hell I'm going to watch the whole concert through my phone so I can, post it on YouTube? There's millions of videos of Janet Jackson on YouTube. What is mine going to do? You know, it's like we live through our phones now. There was that big, huge trending story about that college kid that went in and wanted some cheese fries and he was drunk off his ass.
Yeah.
The one thing, the video may have been hilarious, but the one thing that we weren't looking at was the fact that there are 10 people standing around him all holding phones. Nobody decided to jump in and say, hey, kid, ran it together. Get your ass outside.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He became a YouTube sensation because everybody wanted to be the first person to post this video up online. And nobody wanted to actually look at the humanity that was going to waste with that young man.
Yeah.
He was clearly too drunk. He came out a few days later and apologized for what he did. But imagine how quickly that could have been resolved if somebody would have just put their phone down and stepped up, grabbed him around his waist. Somebody eventually did, but grabbed him around his waist and took him out of the restaurant.
See, and that's the other thing that I really, truly have a huge problem with is the fact that there is videos of him being released in a drunken state that many, many people have been in. And if not worse.
Right.
But it's the fact that now because somebody decided to post a video online, he has to make a public apology.
We made that him makes, an instant celebrity is what we
but
did.
That, but
we
that,
made him an instant celebrity.
But that is like even celebrity, what's he going to get out of it? He's not going to get riches and retirement out of it.
But back in the day, if you're in a public place and you're showing your ass, someone comes in there, snatches you by the scruff of your neck and drags your ass out of there because you're making a testicle of yourself in public and they pull you out. Nowadays, nobody cares about that.
No,
everybody wants to just capture what's going on and they want to be the first person to put it up on YouTube, put it up on Facebook, put it out on Twitter. They want to be the first person to do that because everybody is looking for fame. Fame is so vapid nowadays.
Fame don't even last. And it doesn't last as long as it does anymore.
And it's the people that have real talent. It's the people that have actual training that get pushed to the background for these burn quick, burn fast stories and headlines.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's just flooded with a bunch of crap. And even talking about with it being inflicted into the entertainment industry, it sort of just goes across the board with everything.
It really does.
Because with posting even just somebody drunk, that can lead to possibly being fired from your job.
It's on the internet.
It's on the internet.
Just like me, I can't talk anything about my numbers job on the show because it's on the internet. And this is off the Twitter from Lady K. Gavin sings about it in Best I Ever Had. I'm looking at the crowd and they're staring at their phones. It's so true.
Yeah.
It's so true. So you don't have to debate this. To tie this up in a pretty little bow. Hold on before we go to break, because I got one last thing that I want to do. To tie this up in a pretty little bow, Prince EA puts on the YouTube page. He says you do not need to delete your social network, social network pages, or destroy your cell phones. The message is simple. Be balanced, be mindful, be present, and be here.
Exactly.
You know, these social networks are there. Mm-hmm. They're there for a purpose. Utilize them, but don't let them engulf your life.
No.
And I'm guilty of it as much as everybody else is. Minus what we have to do for the show. Personally, I'm guilty of it. All right. Before we go to the break, Lady K, if you are watching right now, which you are, I need you to take a seat. Because on the other side of this break, we got some news for you that you're going to need to be sitting down for. And Uncle Vincent, when you're listening to this playback, I need you to do the same thing. And now all of our other dear listeners that need to have a seat, because we got some news about the show on the other side of this break. So send me a live tweet if you're sitting down, Lady K. We'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio. Show! I don't often stand behind a company like I do Halo Sigs. Normally, I'm the guy bashing a company for not fulfilling their obligation as a company. But I must say that Halo Sigs is by far in my top five companies of all time. These guys are absolutely phenomenal. Not only are their products superior to other e-cigs and e-liquids, they are the utmost purest company. As a company, those guys are freaking amazing. They're attentive, proactive, and always positive. This may not be the shining commercial for their products, but my father always told me, if you find happy employees, you find exceptional service. And that's what I get from Halo Sigs. And I'm not just a compensated spokesperson. I'm a customer like you are, everyone that's listening out there. So when I shop for my vaping needs, I do it at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. I'm sorry, fatguyradioshow.com/Halo6. Support them because they support us, and they're just damn good at what they do. Halo Sigs, I'm vaping, baby. All right, everybody sitting down and relaxed. Anthony, you okay?
I'm okay. I'm relaxing.
You're relaxing? All right.
He's being rebellious.
Lip, he is being rebellious. Lip, you know, sometimes it's hard for me to deliver certain news to certain people that really, really love us, but I'm going to just put it out there, and then I'm going to fix it.
Oh, my God. So you're pretty much going to drive the stake through my heart and fix it.
I'm going to drive the stake through your heart, and then I'm going to come back in with some sutures.
Just let me die.
Speaking of dying, listen to me and listen to me good, folks. Come on, let me hear that. I was wanting to come back in. We, Fat Guy Radio Show, are going away for 2 weeks. BDB Radio Network is remodeling our studio. So we are going off the air for 2 weeks. This is our last show, other than actually Saturday will be our last live show for 2 weeks. Now, I'm just looking at my Twitter waiting for Lady Kate. Okay? We're coming back. We have to invest more into the internal production in Studio G.
Yeah, you've been talking about that.
We've been talking about it for a while. You look at some of the stuff that we have and people that have been in the studio, it's not professionally put together. It's not. It looks good on TV. Mm-hmm. But there are some aspects of it that are not professionally put together. The lighting is poor. The sound quality is a little poor.
You don't see the glory hole in the corner.
You don't see the glory hole in the corner. You can't see the spots where I sit and cry when Lip beats Cheeks out of the studio at the end of the show. You don't see all that because we only frame it up to show you the pretty parts.
Yeah, you don't see the mold either.
Right. So, and we only have close friends and very, very relaxed celebrities in the studio.
Yeah.
Because in radio studios and radio stations are not known to have very nice digs. They're not. But we want to up our ante a little bit with our video presence and with our sound quality. So BDB Radio Network is taking all the shows offline. Fat Guy Radio Show, Full Court Press Radio, all of us are going offline for 2 weeks. We'll be back the first week of November.
Okay.
With a whole new look.
Yeah.
And maybe a whole new Anthony. What?
I'm trying to see. Can I talk to my psychologist and see what she can bring out?
Yes. Lady yeah. K, if we could, sweetie, we come do it from your house while they're remodeling this place. But all our microphones are going to be in a box. And there's going to be, I see guys in here earlier today with measuring tapes and pointing laser things at the wall. I mean, this is a very small studio. We're only in like 250 square feet in this.
So we're going to be going green screen in HD?
We're going green screen in HD in November. So we're going down. But this is where I can cut the dead music off and I'm going to go to the happy music. This is where I fix it, Anthony.
Are you bringing food for 3 weeks?
No.
Oh.
While we're gone, we're going to have some great best-ofs the first week. We're going to re-air, Lip, tell me if I'm wrong, we're going to re-air the most epic fight between me and my little brother.
Yep.
We're going to re-air the girl caller who screamed my name out during sex with her husband.
Yep.
Some of our big moments on the show will re-air that first week. The second week, we're going to give you a Afterburn edited show.
Huh?
One of our Afterburn, our last Afterburn tape show, we're going to edit that down, Lip, right?
Yes.
And we're going to release that for free with all the bleeps and cuss words in it.
Nice.
So you won't be gone from us. We will have content for you. There won't be any live content, but me and DT may or may not absconder with the live feed computer, because that's going offline too, put it under our arms with a couple of cameras and take it to my house, and me and DT may just sit on the couch and eat pizza with you during those 2 weeks. Ryan Scott came up with an idea about maybe us playing a board game together. So we'll try to put in some special content.
So if there's, am I included in the us?
No.
Of course not.
Oh, Lip. No. That's true. Oh, sorry, okay. Anthony, you're out.
It's
no.
Okay.
So we're going to try to put up some content every week like we normally do. Mm-hmm. But we're going to try to put up some specialty content, too. But when we come back, folks, it's going to be bigger and better. And I'm sure everything will go wrong because they will put all this stuff together and not test it. Mm-hmm. And I have been not only in the throes of planning the live show, but I've also been in the throes of planning the remodel of the studio. So a lot of the stuff, it's going to be a little bit more of a professional looking studio
than
the boys club that we have now. With all the, I told them, will I be able to keep my set piece behind me? And they don't know.
Oh, we might try and rescue some of it.
They don't know, you know. So we'll see.
We'll restart our lives together.
We'll restart our lives together. It's going to be new. We may come back with a couple of new faces. Right. But that's what the plan is. We're going to go down for 2 weeks. But we will be back. We will be back at the beginning of November. And here's the thing also. That means that we're going to push straight through the holidays.
Okay.
You're going to get a new show every week and maybe a few fresh ones all the way through the holiday season. Because last year, Lip, we took Christmas week off. We took New Year's week off. We pushed right through it. Now, we're going to augment our schedule a little bit. Like, we're not going to tape a show on Thursday because that's Thanksgiving. Mm-mm. So you'll get a show on Wednesday. So we're going to play around, but we're going to push through. So you're going to get the benefit of the show. Just bear with us while we're gone for 2 weeks. And I was really debating with the network whether or not I was going to come on and say something about it. But because our listeners are family and friends, I felt it would be fair to, you know, be a friend.
Why don't you do why don't you do a Thanksgiving holiday special?
We definitely will. We'll definitely do the Christmas music show.
Okay.
And we'll definitely, maybe we'll do a Halloween music show since we're going to be gone during Halloween. But we'll plan some. We'll make sure we have content for you guys.
Okay. I know some scary stuff.
Yeah. All right. On the other side of this break, Anthony and I have our two very quick nominees for Bitch of the Year. And I never got to this, but Dite, you can kiss my ass about him complaining he's 160 pounds on his show. Go to fullcourtpressradio.com, listen to that show. That little sexy son of a monkey. I'm 5'8", but I hate that I'm 160 pounds. I would lick every 160 of those pounds, you sexy son of a monkey. And Lip, I know we're up on a break, but I'm going to do it anyway because I'm talking about him. And Lite, I will lick all 160 pounds because you fine as hell today, boy.
My mind's telling me no, but my body's telling me yes.
All right, we'll be right back on the other side
bring
of
it,
this
bitch.
Break, baby.
Phoenix Vape community and friends, come hang with your favorite internet radio show at the Vapor Dynasty Expo, October 17th, 2015. We'll be broadcasting live from the Halo 6 booth on the floor of the Phoenix Convention Center in downtown Phoenix. Come meet Philippius, Dite, Anthony, and of course, I'll be there, Corey Blaze. We'd love to meet you, shake your hand, and see what you're vaping with. The Vapor Dynasty Expo is open to the public. Come out and learn about the new, exciting, and growing industry that is electronic cigarettes. Arizona's premier e-cig and vapor expo. Single day passes $10. Weekend passes $14. Reserve your spot now at VaporDynastyExpo.com or click the banner on our website. Hang with us, your boys from Fat Guy Radio Show and our buddies from Halo Cigs at the Vapor Dynasty Expo. Can't wait to meet you. Vapor Dynasty Expo, October 17, 2015.
Hi there, this is Corey, and I'm here to let you know we need your help. We want to know more about you. So I'm asking you to complete our 2015 Network Listener Survey. This survey helps our parent company, BDB Radio Network, know what you are looking for. And it helps us find sponsors that will appeal to the gracious people like you listening to this show. So take a few minutes to go over to fatguyradioshow.com/survey to let your voice be heard. We roll out this survey every few years so we can engage how we are doing and how we can entertain you better. All responses are strictly confidential and BDB Radio Network promises to never sell your information. Take the survey today at fatguyradioshow.com/survey. That's fatguyradioshow.com/survey. We appreciate your help as we work to grow this free show and all the free shows on the BDB Radio Network. Visit fatguyradioshow.com/survey today.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
Woohoo! We did that one right, Lip.
Yeah.
We did that one right. You know what else is right? Audible. Most podcast listeners love books on tape. So let me remind you about audibletrial.com/FGRS. Audible has over 180,000 titles to choose from in their library. You can even use your Amazon Prime account to download books. It's very easy to get started. Simply go to audibletrial.com/FGRS. Audible Trial, proud to power Fat Guy Radio Show. All right, Anthony.
Okay.
We have a new segment that we are debuting, and it's called the Bitch of the Year nominee.
Yes.
And these are stories
of bitches.
Of bitches. Of bitches. So, Anthony, who's your nominee for Bitch of the Year?
I am nominating this heartless, money-hungry bitch.
Heartless, money-hungry bitch.
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 And she is suing her now 12-year-old nephew for accidentally breaking her wrist when he was 8 years old. And keep in mind, that was 4 years ago.
4 years ago.
$127,000. And you know what? One of her complaints was that she couldn't hold her hors d'oeuvres. Well, bitch, you don't deserve none. So I nominate this bitch for the bitch of the year.
The bitch who's suing her own nephew. I have a nomination for Bitch of the Year, and ladies and gentlemen, it's the one that's been trending this week. The dumb bitch that periscoped herself driving drunk. This dumb son of a bitch here, she put her phone up, got in her car drunk, said, I'm driving drunk home to see if I can make it. Hats off to social media people for going to town in Florida, calling the cops, get that bitch arrested and pulled over. She could have killed any one of them old some of my bitches down there in Florida. This dumb bitch is my nomination for the dumb bitch of the year. Yes, it's a new segment on Fat Guy Radio Show, folks, that we call Bitch of the Year. Let's try that again. Let me see if I can feel it. It's a new segment called Bitch of the Year. If you have a suggestion for Bitch of the Year, send it to Fat Guy Radio Show on Twitter, at Fat Guy Radio Show. We got the bitch who's suing her nephew for breaking
heartless,
her arm at his eighth birthday party.
Coldless.
Breaking
bitch.
Her wrist. Who sues a kid?
The bitch of the year.
Who drives drunk to Florida and periscopes it?
The other bitch.
The other bitch.
The runner-up bitch.
The runner-up bitch. Oh, my God. Two bitches of the year, ladies and gentlemen, right here. Anthony, I know this probably won't have anything to do with you, but I'm going to go to it anyway. Because
Anthony, you're excluded. No.
Anthony, well, not that you're excluded, but I don't think you will probably care much. Playboy has decided to stop printing nudes.
Why?
What? I'm sorry, Lip.
I think that is... Why would they do that? Actually, I do not like that.
Oh, you don't? You disagree? I'm sorry. Breaking news.
I think that they had amazing, amazing beauty shots of nudes. Some of them were so high fashion, and they are classic.
Yes.
This and now it's all going away.
This off of Mashable.com. Playboy to stop publishing images of nude women as it seeks greater audience. No nudes is good news. Playboy has decided to stop publishing images of nude women, ending the magazine's 62-year practice that made it a cultural icon. The magazine's decision was first announced in the New York Times article on the magazine's upcoming redesign. The magazine will still feature women in tantalizing fashion, according to Scott Flanders, Playboy chief executive. The decision comes as it struggles with the circulation decline that has hammered the overall magazine industry. Hey, Playboy, why are you taking the nudes away? Why don't you just post them online? It's the same reason why the Arizona Republic no longer delivers newspapers, because no one reads paper. It's all online. And Playboy, 5 years ago, stopped posting pictures online. Their website is the most mundane website I've ever seen in my life.
I've never been on it.
Of course you haven't, Anthony.
No, but I do like it. I've seen a lot of magazines. There's several of them that I am trying to look for.
This decision is not going to drive people to Playboy. Uh-uh. This is going to drive people to Pornhub. It's not going to drive people to Playboy. Lip, what say you? Because I know that you think Playboy magazine is an article of note. How do you feel?
Hard. I feel disappointed.
Feel disappointed in Hugh Hefner.
Yes.
He's not even over the magazine much anymore.
Mm-mm.
He's too old. He needs to just pass on.
Oh, Lip. Aww. Jesus Christ, man. You sound like me when I was talking about Lamar Odom. All right, so Playboy is not going to pose nudes anymore.
So I guess to the fashion road.
So what's the point?
Titties are not in fashion. Bring out the wee-wee.
Yeah. Now, they said Playboy. They didn't say or they didn't say anything about Playgirl.
Oh.
So, Playgirl, you might still get the dong. Let me see that dong.
Nobody looks at that crap.
Baby, that dong, the dong, dong, dong.
You know it's so long.
The dong, 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 dong.
I really just ruined it. No, I'm sorry, Lip. You're just upset because you're not
getting... I got to erase that from my playlist.
Wait, which
one?
You
got me all discombobulated.
You're just upset because you're not going to be able to see any more tatas in the Playboy magazines. You're
going
to have to use your imagination.
All right, let's go to the website.
The Playboy?
No, not that website.
Oh, the other, the hub of the porn.
The hub of the...
Porn hub?
The hub of the U of the porn.
The hub of the U of the porn, or you're going to have to go over to the tube of the red.
Red tube?
Or the one that Little D pointed out to me, which is the tube of the elephant. That one blew my mind.
Elephant tube?
All right, Anthony Jesus, what did you know this year? can I real quick? I know we're at the end of the show. Okay, now that I'm upset too. But I'm not upset about what Playgirl is doing or Playboy is doing. I'm not upset about that because I don't care. What I do care about?
You got your own titties.
Jesus, Anthony. What I do care about is the fact that I do have these two tatas, uh-huh. and I'm fat. Uh-huh. I didn't build the show called Fat Guy Radio Show because I'm fat. One thing I'm sick of seeing across social media and across the internet and the interhighways and the internets, I'm tired of all of these wonderful, gushy stories of these people that used to be fat that are now skinny.
I like those stories.
I hate those stories.
I used to be fat.
It's not typical.
I used to be fat.
You ain't never been fat. You may have had a fat lip. Get it? You see the play? You see the play on words? No. Oh, I got to give it to myself.
I was a fat little baby.
Oh.
We were Latino kids. We're all
lip,
fat.
Come on.
Little fat baby eating burritos.
Lip, damn it, when touch the kids. Level. Ha ha, fat lip. Get it? Because his name is Lip.
Hey, you're going to have a lip fat right now? Two seconds.
Am I right, ladies? Am I right? My lips are always fat.
He had a lip. Fat lip when I was done.
My lips are always fat lip. There's no way to get around that. Check this out. I'm tired of these stories, Anthony. They hurt my feelings.
Well, then lose weight, then you won't feel that.
If it was that easy, don't you think I'd be doing it?
Yeah, you seen Eddie Murphy on whatchamacallit?
That was TV movie magic. TV movie magic. That was TV movie magic, Lip. Never that don't happen in real life. That don't happen.
He used to jog up the stairs.
No, just like Chris, what is that guy's name? Not Chris Pine, but the other guy that was on The Biggest Loser.
Oh, I don't know.
That sexy son of a bitch there. Chris,
that's why you're so damn depressed. No, watching all that garbage.
No, I don't watch any of that stuff. Because that stuff is BS too. Because as soon as those fat people go to being skinny and they turn off those cameras and they take away all those professional dietitians and they take away all those professional chefs, those skinny people go back to being just like me. Fat.
But you know about it.
If you have such a problem with skinny people, I'm just going to round you people up. Go and set you guys free in a big grassy mountainous area and let y'all just graze all day. All
like
right?
We're cows, Anthony. You're just going to set the fat people out to pasture. That's exactly what you just said.
Then I'm going to go tip you guys over.
Fat people tipping. Congratulations, Lip. You just got the title of the show. Lip wants to go fat people tipping after Anthony herds all of our elephant asses into a crowd. Number one, you're not going to be able to get enough of us into one space.
Oh, no.
You have to take multiple trips.
Well, see, that's fine just as long as you guys get there.
No!
I mean...
No, all you gotta do is say, hey, there's a bunch of cake and chocolate and food and...
This I mean, we're
gonna start a fat person stampede, Lip.
We've actually created cranes that can go 70 miles per hour, and there's about four of them, so we just... All gotta do is just hang you obese people and just take you.
I'm tired of the stories! I don't want to hear about him. If you lose weight, congratulations on you. Keep that to yourself.
Did you see I lost my little
Anthony,
area right
every
here?
Time you come in here, I see a part of you that I didn't see last week. I'm tired of it. I don't want to hear the stories anymore. I don't want to see the pictures of, hey. And then I look, and what really struck this fire that burned so deep inside of me. What really struck the fire was that little...
It's a heartburn from all that food.
Was that little 23-year-old college kid that was 280 pounds, and then now he's all clean, cut, tight skin. Of course you're going to look like that when you're that young. Be fat and old like me. If I lost all that weight, if I lost 200 pounds right now, I'd be flabby, skin hanging all off me and everything else. It wouldn't look as good as that 23-year-old.
That's why you're fat and he's not.
I'm fat because I'm fat. My daddy owned restaurants when I was growing up. It ain't my fault. I'm tired of hearing about the stories. You can kiss my ass. All you used to be fat people. You're no longer one of us. So shut up. Get away. Sit down somewhere. Go have a burger or a sandwich because you look anorexic. I beat anorexia. Ha!
No, you didn't.
I never had it.
You can't beat what you never had.
I beat anorexia. That's why I'm fat. Yes, okay. Lady K, we can be fat together. You ain't fat, girl. You fluffy.
Like a mushroom.
I'm sick of it. I don't want to hear about it anymore.
No.
And D-Tay and your 160-pound conundrum on your show, you can go screw yourself.
I'll feed him any day.
Sexy monkey. Oh, yeah, and NBC is producing a live broadcast of The Wiz I'm all in on that.
Oh yeah, what about that?
I'm all in on it.
It is the it's the whiz.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to ease on down the road.
Okay, yeah, because I read I read Neo's name, and so I figured it was the Wiz.
Yeah, Neo is is being cast as the Tin Man.
Is that messed up? You put white people in, it's Wizard of Oz. Put black people, it's the Wiz.
Yeah, because it rhymes with cheese. All right, folks, today's show was brought to you by the Vapor Dynasty Expo. I raved out at the end of this show. I'm so sorry. Vapor Dynasty Expo, less than 48 hours from now. Get your tickets at VaporDynastyExpo.com.
Come see all the fat in its glory.
Or by clicking the banner on our website, Vapor Dynasty Expo. Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. For corresponding with Fat Guy Radio Show, email fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or get played on the air by calling our listener line at 623-349-1652. Lines are always open. We welcome you to interact with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word. Join me on After the Levels, a blog by Corey Blaze. That's my daily blog. Fun stories, news, wacky celebrity breaking news, and more. AfterTheLevels.com. Check it out. We rely on your word of mouth for everything. Please tell everybody you encounter about Fat Guy Radio Show. Our goal for 2015 is 5,000 downloads per show. We got less than 3 months to pull it off, folks. Oh, God.
We'll do it.
Don't make me a believer. It was Bieber's wiener that made you a believer. Make me a believer. 5,000.
Bieber Peter.
All right. For our executive producer, Fuller.
Yes. Checking on your own fat.
Polybius. And Anthony Froster.
Hello.
What the hell was that? This is the last time we're going to be doing a live show for the next 2 weeks, Anthony.
Wait, am I going to be in the Raw show, or is it a different show without me?
Oh, well, Anthony, that's hard for me to tell you right here on the show because I don't want to embarrass you, but no, you're not on it.
I'll see you in 3 weeks.
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding skinny people. Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Join us next week, Anthony. Don't scream into the microphone.
I'm not.
My apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time.
I'll never apologize to him. I'm going to take it.
Join us next. Well, join us in 2 weeks. See you this Saturday at the Phoenix Convention Center. Listen, like, and laugh, everybody. See you at the top.
Now the show is over. I want to encourage you to tell everyone about shopping Amazon through our website and tell everyone about the show. The more people listen, the more show you'll get. And you know, the more show means more Anthony. One of the best parts of the show. Spread the word. Shop Amazon. And I'll see you next week.